Today's show begins with technical difficulties, and even though I was home and not in the studio, it was probably my fault. There's a special pregame intro by WBZ sports guy Tom Cuddy. That leads into a dumb birthday game for May 18th, 1996. The title? Hats, Coats, and Tolls. Oh my. The players. I'm on the phone. We have Mike from Marshfield, Irene in Connecticut, and we just may have figured out why her calls sound so bad. Dawn from Billerica, Marie in Boston, and Jack Hart. The birthdays. Perry Como, Pope John Paul II, Bill Macy, Pernell Roberts, Dwayne Hickman, Brooks Robinson, and Reggie Jackson. Episode 187, Hats, Coats, and Tolls, oh my, tosses its way to your ears. Because you can toss a hat and toss a coat, and in the old days when you paid with coins, you'd toss your tolls into the basket. Okay. In 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, I'm Barry. Hey, hello.
Hello, Tony.
Hello. I'm sorry, I was listening to you on the air.
Yes.
I thought I'd pick up the phone and, beckoning my name, calling me.
I'm calling your name. Actually, we're having a little computer trouble here, and so I kind of picked you up in another source, and we're seeing if we can. This is so stupid.
What's wrong?
The computer.
I know no one else will know what you're talking about, but come on, talk to me.
No, I know it. No, it.
Bless me, Father.
It seems to be moving. Wait a minute. Hold on, just a minute. Let me see now. No. The thing is, for people listening in, they don't know what I'm talking about. But we pick up all these kinds of things on the computers, and I think people who work in offices that depend upon that.
Yeah.
Know the horrible cry like, hey, the computer is down, which means everything comes to a grinding halt. I think people understand that part
of
it. And
then it's back to the old way of writing things down.
Well, and not only that, but
Is the screen on? Is it just blank right now?
No, it's not. It's totally on.
But when you hit it, when you touch it, you can't hear anybody.
Nothing happens. No, nothing happens.
But you have to reboot.
But the time, we've rebooted it a couple of times, and it's reading the time and everything is coming out okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? Which is you're in East Boston now, right?
Yes.
You could be here in about 3 minutes if you really put your mind to it.
I might be able to walk Tom through some steps. I don't know. He may have already tried them.
Yeah.
Now, how did you bring me up? By punching me up on the board?
Yes, I did.
I'll punch everybody else up on the board, too.
No, I can do that. That's okay. Why don't I do that, then? Okay. Hello, this is... And who is this, please?
This is Mike from Marshfield.
Oh, Mike.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for coming to our aid in times of extreme distress, Mike from Marshfield. We'll be playing the dumb birthday game in just a moment, but meanwhile, the trouble is in your set. Pennsylvania, who's with us now. Hi, Eileen.
I'm not in Pennsylvania. I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, this is Eileen. This is Irene, the one with the phone can't understand, the bad voice who talks a lot.
There you go again.
No, I don't want to hear any more of that. Just sit there and relax, okay, Irene, while we talk with someone. All right, tell me about Pat Crowley.
Then I'll shut up. She made her debut in the picture Moon. The Moon is Blue.
Yeah.
Which is considered a very naughty type of picture.
Yes.
And today it would be rated G, you might say. But she never went on to. She went on to do bit parts, but she never got to be a big star. She didn't have it really. She was small, dark. She wasn't sexy. She wasn't beautiful, and she didn't reach your heart, really.
She's kind of a little like you, I guess, huh?
No, I'm 4'11", so I'm smaller than she is.
But you're sexy and beautiful.
Oh, that's right. Well, I agree with you on that.
Okay. Let me call in Don, who's in Billerica.
How you doing, Ron?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Don. Nice to have you with us.
Pat Crowley was always a lady in distress in the... like Maverick and Cheyenne. So she's in that age bracket with Clint Walker and
James on this. Yeah, James Garner.
Yeah. You're Mr. Showbiz. You know all that kind of stuff. I think that's really nice.
Yeah. Remember Gil Davis?
No, Gil Davis?
He played in the Oakley. Pat Crowley would be like, have a bit part in those type of pictures.
Oh, I see. Gail Davis.
Gail Davis.
You know.
He'd be like a neighbor or whatever.
Yeah.
The ranch's wife.
Okay. It's kind of funny when you say she'd be the best friend or something like that. I remember they used to kid Ronald Reagan about that. He said that somebody else would be president. He would be the best president's best friend. He was always that had that kind of role in movies. You know who else is with us? Marie in Boston.
Marie
in Boston. Hello, Marie.
Hello. I called about 45 minutes ago to weigh in on the Pat Crowley, and I ended up having the hold on so long. They said, well, you can play the dumb birthday game if you like. So I said, sure, but everyone else has weighed in on Pat Crowley. So I just thought I'd add my 2 cents, if you don't mind. She used to be on a sitcom, Please Don't Eat the Daisies. She was a sitcom TV star, and I wasn't sure if she played the wife on My Mother the Car, Pat Crowley.
the wife on My Mother the Car.
I'm not sure, but I...
Okay, because the mother was...
You're not the mother. But
the mother was, what was her name? She was an older actress.
Ann Southern,
that's right. You know.
Drew McNamara.
And the wife was Pat Crowley.
You, between the two of you, you know all about
not
showbiz. What we're doing now is rebooting the computer screen so we can get a lot of things happening. But one of the people we cannot get until we get this thing straightened out is Jack Hart, who's going to be playing the game with us. If we can get things worked up. Pardon me?
Norm?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay.
Yes.
Actually, you can't bring him up in there, but Tom can bring him up on the board.
Okay. Tom, would you bring up Jack? I think Tom, where's Tom? Oh, Tom is right.
Tom is right behind you,
right
trying
behind
to fix
me.
The screen.
Tom just went home. He said, I can't bear the stress of this kind of a job. I'm going home.
From what I understand, Norm, you pressed the wrong button.
Wait a minute, something is happening right this very moment. Okay, wait a minute. One moment, please. The trouble is in my set.
Who else is playing the game? We got Mike, and then I was taking talking to Tom for a moment, so
okay.
I didn't hear who else.
Oh, no, we have Mike from Marshfield.
Yeah.
Irene with a bad phone connection. Oh, I think it's her voice, actually, that has the static on it.
Yes.
From Connecticut. Don and Bill Ricca, Marie in Boston, and you, Tony Nesbitt.
And then momentarily, we'll be hearing about Jack.
And now we have Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Okay, thank you. We never even did the theme song to the Dumb Birthday Game, did we?
No.
So hold on a minute. We'll do something like that.
It's week 16 of the Dumb Birthday Game season, a season of competition we will not soon forget. As we approach the final games, 16 of the league's 27 teams still have playoff aspirations. And now your host for the Dumb Birthday Game pregame show, Norm Nathan.
Birthday game. You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb birthday game.
That's what we'll be doing now. The only problem is I have all of you on the line, and I think that's wonderful. I like that. The only thing we can't do, and of course that it's not anywhere near as important as we can't play the commercials.
Well, Tom can play them out of his
Tom
studio.
Tom can play the commercials out of his studio.
Yeah.
He's on the phone now. I think he's calling the police.
Yes, he's calling a computer genius.
This is kind
of fake, Norm. Now you played the theme and Tom Cuddy with his week 16 of the birthday game. On a nice little machine in front of you, it's got a tape, you put in it, and you press it, and you play it. In our all-new, fantastically ultra-modern, state-of-the-art studios, you won't have any tape to play.
Yeah, What does that mean exactly?
It's all going to be on. It'll all be digital. It'll all be in the computer.
You know what I think? I think radio's getting a little too complicated for me.
So if that computer goes down, then you can't play anything at all because we won't have anything as a backup to play on tape.
I see.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let's play the birthday game now anyway, and the heck with the commercials. They're nothing but car commercials anyway. Who cares?
It's spectacular.
Well, that guy, too. Okay, today, now what we do is we guess the ages of people who were born on this date, and that kind of pales into insignificance compared to the drama that's going on here right now. Perry Como, today's Perry Como's birthday. Did you know that?
Perry Como.
Perry Como.
The sleepiest singer alive.
That's right, yes, right. What
you doing to me?
And I love you so. Nobody really know. Anyway, he was born. His real name was Pierino. Well, that's okay. Perry is kind of short for that. Pierino Roland Como in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. His biggest hit, Round and Round, in 1957. 1976, he received his 15th gold record for And I Loved You So. He and his childhood sweetheart, Roselle Bellini, have been married since 1933, even though I happen to know they can't stand each other. She says, why don't you wake up, Perry, and put a little fire into our romance? And he says, why, I love you so. And then he kind of just falls over off his chair.
Perry Como.
Remember the Perio Comatose?
Yeah, no, I interviewed him a few years ago. He's really very, very nice man. Very relaxed, obviously very relaxed, but very nice. And that's quite a nice voice. Anyway, Mike, how old do you think Perry Como is today? May 18th is his birthday.
He must be 83 if it's May 18th.
He must be 83 if it's May 18th? Is that what you said, Mike?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Well, because it saves a lot of time over the way Jack Hart and everybody else figures it out.
I use the short method.
Oh, I see. Okay. Irene, what do you think?
I think I'll say 84.
84. Okay. And Don?
85.
Don says 85. And Marie?
I'll say 82.
Marie says 82. Jack, what do you think?
I'll say 84.
You'll say 84. And what do you say, Tony?
Well, since yesterday was May 17th and tomorrow was May 19th, I'll say 82.
That is an absolute stroke of genius that really kind of bombed out this time, though. He is 84.
Ooh.
So Irene and Jack both hit it right on the button.
Get the Falling Star in, put it in your pocket.
That's right. He did one on Seattle, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Put Seattle in your pocket, let it in.
And so I love Seattle, so...
What's it, Delaware?
Idaho, Alaska.
Norman?
Pardon me?
Norman?
Yes.
I met him.
Nobody cares.
Yes, I did. I was out...
No, nobody cares, Harry. Nobody cares.
And I met him, and he was just delightful.
Yes. Okay.
The boy next door.
Did you say he kissed delightful?
Huh?
Yeah, I thought
just...
Yeah.
Oh, just a record. Okay, today's the birthday of John Paul II, the 264th Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. Elected, this is where we withhold our humor. Nobody dares try to be funny about this.
Why?
Because he's a pope and stuff. You don't joke about big clergy guys. You just don't.
Can I make jokes about his hat?
Yeah, I suppose you could. You can make jokes. You can't make jokes about rabbis, priests, anything like that, ministers. Anyway, we will. Anyway, he was elected October 16, 1978. I mention these dates because that could be pertinent to how old you think he is. The first non-Italian to be elected pope in 456 years. The first Polish pope and the first to write a book made into a movie, The Jeweler's Shop, with Olivia Hussey. and had underwent colon surgery in 1992. He was also shot at, was he not? He was wounded.
1981, yeah.
Was that 1981?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pope John Paul II. He was an actor, too, was he not? In addition to writing the book that was made into a movie, I think he started out as somebody, at least, who was interested in acting.
Yeah, I don't think that he was, you know, like a well-known stage and screen star in Poland, but I do believe he has a little bit of an acting background.
Okay, let's start.
It's all in the name, you know.
Pardon me?
It's all in the name.
Sure. How much of a bigger draw could you get than, you know, Pope anybody if you were having a play?
Yeah, I mean, now if he was to make movies, people would be, you know, lining up to see it. Starring Pope John Paul II.
Yeah, of course
you before it was name. Just whatever his real name was, you know.
His real name was, Carol
Wojtyla.
Yeah, who would go and see that guy?
Wojtyla or Wojtyla.
Well, he used to play at the Ex-Cathedra.
At the Exeter Theater. I'm wondering how many people remember the Exeter Theater. That was such a class theater for all the Back Bay people. Kind of the Beacon Hill socialites used to go to there. And I went, too.
No, I think that went over your head. I meant that to sound like Ex-Cathedra.
Oh, I see. You did go over my head. Yeah. That was kind of hip, but over everybody's head.
The Greek symbol for Christ.
What about John Paul II? How old do you think he is, Tony?
Oh, let me see. You know, one of the, you know, Pope hat? Is that just a funny? It's two words, but when you say it, it comes out like one.
Pope hat?
Pope hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Ronco.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Pope hat.
The Pope hat by Ronco.
Yeah. Almost like, you know, what are you having? I'm going to have a can of peas.
Can of peas, hors d'oeuvres, make up your mind.
Poured in my pulpit.
I'd like to get past this segment as quickly as possible.
He's a holier-than-thou 70... What is he now? Jeez, he's pushing... Oh, I must confess, he's 77. 76.
Oh, that's
You say 76?
76. Why not? Spirit, you know.
Okay. Did you hear that
smoke?
Did you hear that flow of stuff that came in there? Jack, what do you think?
Let me see. The Pope. How old would the Pope be?
The Pope, yeah.
The Pope would be 78.
The Pope would be 78.
Sound like a new sitcom.
Okay. Marie, what do you think?
I was thinking 77.
77. And Don? 78. Irene?
I'm going to go with the rest of 78.
78. Mike?
I won't genuflect to the masses. Oh. I'll say 80.
Well, we got a hotshot group here today, haven't we?
You're making Pope jokes.
76 is correct,
ooh,
and that's what Tony said.
Yeah.
He is 76.
Thank God I got that one.
Holy mackerel.
Marie got that one.
Today is also the birthday of Bill.
What did I even say?
Marie got that one. She got 77.
No, he's 76, and Tony said 76. Is that okay with you, Irene?
Okay.
Okay, Bill Macy, the actor, who was born in Revere, by the way.
Oh.
No kidding.
I didn't know that.
He had one line all those years he was on that sitcom
Rhonda.
With Bianca. But Maud. He had nothing else to say.
That's right. He played...
Walter, shut up.
But Maud. He played the Arthur's husband, Walter, on Maud.
She was bigger than him.
Yes.
He's bigger than most people.
At one time, he was a cab driver in the film Nothing in Common. Well, he was in a film called Nothing in Common.
Yeah, Jackie Gleason and Tom Hanks.
Were they in that too?
Right. Yeah.
Bill Macy.
Oh yeah.
Do that. But do your imitation of him again, would you, Jack?
But Maud. But Maud. Sit down and shut up, Walter.
But Maud.
But Maud. And then there's Maud.
Okay, let's start with you, Irene. How old do you think Bill Macy is?
61.
61. Okay, Marie?
I was thinking more about 68.
Okay. Mike?
66.
Hey, what do you think, Jack?
Just trying to do the math here. Let's see. Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She was a security code. He's 74.
Wow. Okay, Don, what do you say?
72.
Don says 72. And Tony?
Won't you come home, Bill Macy?
Oh.
71.
His name, I suppose you're going to say, used to be Bill Jordan. Bill Mash.
Bill Mash.
Son of Bill Mash. At 74 is correct. Jack got that one right on the button.
I know my Bill Macy's.
Well, you sure do. And you got two correct answers.
Sure, go ahead. Ask me Conrad Bain. Ask me Rue McClanahan.
Okay. You have two, and Irene has one. And that's the way the scoring stands.
And I have one.
You have one also. That is correct. I'm sorry. My goodness, I left that out.
How's your screen?
It's sitting there staring at me and doing nothing.
Okay.
So I think we're going to have to put the commercials off till after 5 o'clock this morning. And they'll do 740 of them before they would between each item. Anyway, this is all kind of local joke stuff. Pernell Roberts also has a birthday. He was born May 18th in Waycross, Georgia. Oldest son on the Bonanza TV series.
The Rock Survivor.
Was he the last survivor?
Yeah, outside of David Canary. Everybody else has passed on.
Yeah. Oh, and he was, is he on the Dr. John Trapper McIntyre and the Trapper John M.D.?
Yeah.
Is that the guy with the beard on that show?
Trapper, yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's Pernell Roberts.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's the running on reruns. Well, I guess everything runs on reruns. That's Pernell Roberts.
This is a rerun right now.
This program here?
Yeah.
That's right. This program was originally broadcast, and I think it was July of 1982. The program people are listening to now. That's right.
Classic Norm Nathan.
That's
no
right.
No calls, please.
Right. Yeah, this is called Mosey at Night, or Macy at Night, I think, or something at night. I forget what. Anyway, Pernell Roberts, how old would you say, Don?
Pernell wrote 68.
68. Okay. And, Jack, what do you think?
Pernell Roberts.
Pernell Roberts. When I was growing up, there were a lot of kids that never named that.
Pernell?
Pernell, and also a lot named Lamont after Lamont Cranston, the Shadow. Yeah.
In fact, one of them got beat up, huh?
No, they all got beat up regularly, yeah. There was one guy named Lamont Purnell, as a matter of fact. He really got beat up badly.
He got beat up by the Lamonts and the Purnells.
He couldn't leave his house. He used to put a quarantine sign out on the sidewalk just to keep people away.
Went to school by correspondence.
Yeah. Oh, Lamont, your mother's calling, Purnell. There'll be a lot of that kind of talk.
I see.
He played the violin, wore glasses, and had pimples.
Wait a minute, that's you.
I'm sorry, that's right. I knew it sounded familiar.
Well, didn't you know that was Norm's real name, Lamont Purnell?
That's right.
He changed it for radio.
I thought had more of a lustful, exciting, sexual kind of overtone.
Yes, when you say it, it just coos. And then,
hey, hi, I'm Norm Nathan. Oh, how they melt.
Pernell Roberts, you say.
Pernell Roberts.
Is it per or par?
No, it's per. P-E-R-N-E-N-L-L. The guy with the beard is on that program we mentioned, the Trapper John.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. M.D., not just Trapper John, M.D. Would you go to a doctor named Trapper John?
No.
He looks so...
No, but if he was my plumber, I would feel much better about
that. That's right.
John Trapper. He catches them when they're running.
Maybe a furrier. Maybe a furrier. Or something like
that. I wouldn't go to a furrier.
No, I wouldn't go to a furrier either.
You had Betty White in the show. My God, you're going on about furrier.
I know it. I just thought
he traded role.
No, I don't have any fur coats, and I don't plan to buy any, so it's okay. I'm just joking. Karina, although I did have a raccoon coat back in the 20s when I was at Yale.
Oh. You and George Bush.
And how did the raccoon look in it?
Better than I did.
Let's see. Brunel Roberts, you say.
Brunel Roberts,
your straw hat. Your,
pork pie hat, yeah. Your banner.
Yep.
I did all that kind of stuff. And I sang songs like All Day Long and Jumping Right About. You can always hear me shouting out, Hello, Bluebird.
Well,
geez, I haven't heard you do that in a long time. And you used to do the raccoon, right? Doing the raccoon.
Doing the raccoon. That was one of my great ones. Yeah, I love that one, too.
Let's have another cup of coffee.
And let's have another piece of pie. Also, Betty Coed.
Yep,
Betty Coed. We used to have a dirty version of Betty Coed, which I'd like to sing for you now, but perhaps not. Well, I think it was kind of funny. We thought it was really far out, but the whole business got so far out that it would seem very tame, you know.
You could probably sing it and it'd be fine.
Yeah, well, I'll sing the first line, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Betty Coed, take off your shoes and stockings.
Oh, don't go. No, I don't.
Oh, you can hear the fine line now. Good, too.
The next line is the funny one, too, but
go ahead.
Betty Coed, take off your brassiere. And something else, I forget what. And wave them proudly in the air.
These songs are before my time.
You have cats, must have been the bee's knees.
I vowed that I would never say that on the air. What drove me to that?
Bee's knees or brassiere?
Anyway, well, listen, we're with Pernell Roberts. Is that you, Jack? Were you the next one to guess on that?
Oh, yeah.
Who was the first one to guess?
No, we have a
guess. Oh, no, there is a guess.
No, Don said that.
Don.
Yeah.
Oh, Don. Pernell Roberts, I should have been doing the math all the while. I would say that he is 67.
67, eh? Okay, and what do you think, Tony?
Oh, perhaps Pernell is 66.
66. Perhaps he's 66, eh? Okay, and let's see. Irene, what do you say?
Well, I was going to go with Mike, but I think I'll go with 68.
68.
Mike Marshall.
No. No,
I know. I was like, what? I don't know what she's talking about.
No, Mike hasn't guessed yet. That was Don and Bill Rick who said 68. Mike, what do you think?
I'll have to say 65.
65. And Marie, what do you say?
Well, I'll go with
64. 64. Actually, he is 66. Which Tony said 66.
Hey.
Well, that's amazing. Okay, Jack and Tony are both tied at two apiece. I'm trying to get rid of a lot of clutter in my house. I'm trying to get somebody else to win so I can get rid of some junk at home.
I'll try to throw the game from here on out.
Well, Bruno Roberts, 85.
It's too late, Jack. I appreciate what you're trying to do, and I'm grateful. Today is also the birthday. Let's see if I have a story on him. Dwayne Hickman, it says.
Oh, yeah, Dobie Gillis.
Dobie Gillis, who later went into...
he became a producer.
Producers and doing all that kind of stuff. Yeah, he's not...
We had him on. Did we have him on the show? We had him on the show.
The guy who was on with him. Dwayne Hickman, I guess we did.
And we had Bob Denver on.
Yep, Maynard Bob Denver. Grebs. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Maynard Grebs. That's correct.
Yeah, because he wrote the book Forever Dobie.
Yes.
That was the name, so we had him on.
Son of a gun. We've had more people on than I even remember. Oh, here's the story.
Ron,
yeah. Yes?
When was this show on? What year was this show on?
Well, I'm going to tell you that now. I'm about to tell you, because I did find a little story on him here. He played Dobie, as we know, in TV series The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis from 1959 to 1963.
Thank you. You're a good leader.
Okay, and, Dwayne Hickman, let's start with Marie. What do you say?
Oh, Okay, Dwayne Hickman, I'll have to say he's approximately,
You're getting to sound more like Jack and Tony every second.
Too wordy, is that it?
No, no, that's okay. No, as a matter of fact, I was getting excited. I think we've got the computer screen to work now.
Okay.
That means we can put 72 commercials on right in a row in a second.
Ooh,
right after this round.
Sounding like Robin Williams. I was but 60.
60.
Yeah.
Okay. Tony, what do you say? Dwayne Hickman.
Mm.
That's an interesting name, Dwayne Hickman.
Hmm. Maybe his parents were rural.
Rural?
Yeah.
No, just his parents were rural. Maybe they were rural. You talk funny. You should be a WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist.
A meteorologist.
All right, meteorologist. As Bob Larson likes to say, meteorologist. I don't know how he does it.
Are we the only station that pokes fun at the people who work here?
It was a great guy on the other day, Norm.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bernie Reno.
Bernie Reno with the weather.
Whoosh. That's right.
And he gave you a snow job.
He shoots, he scores. Bernie Reno. I don't know. It's just... all right. I don't believe. 56.
56. Okay. Irene, what do you say?
64.
Irene says 64, just stands, sits up straight in her chair and says that directly right out there. And Mike, what do you say?
I'll say 61.
And Don? 63. And Jack?
Yes?
I wonder if you could tell us how old you think Dwayne Hickman is, you know.
Well, you know.
And don't say 39. Okay? Okay.
Now, what years did you say?
The years that he did was
59 to 63.
Exactly right. Are you jotting this? Do you jot that stuff down, Tony?
No, I was just paying attention.
Oh, I see.
He just got a mind like a steel trap.
Yes.
What'd
you say?
It rusted.
Why'd you think in that? Incidentally, I mentioned this earlier. I haven't gotten a response on it. Maybe I will in the next hour. I was coming over the Tobin Bridge.
Yeah.
I got to the toll taker.
Yes, yes.
And the toll taker said, as I was handing her my 2 quarters.
Yes.
50-cent toll. She said, you don't need the fella in the car in front of you paid for you. And he said, have a good Friday. And I'm wondering who that was.
No kidding.
How did he know that it was me in the car?
He may have thought it known it was you. He probably maybe, just said, I'll pay for the guy behind me. That's
maybe
all.
It was a random act of kindness.
That's right.
You think he would have just paid for anybody? Because I could have thought maybe he knew me or something.
He was a gorilla.
That's because you're a fathead, Dorm. That's why.
I guess that's probably it. The ego.
You're an egomaniac.
The ego has gotten the best of me, I think.
Okay. So. Yeah, maybe he thought you looked indigent and figured you needed it.
But there was somebody at the front of that line that was holding the line up, so I was in back of this person for some time, and we're kind of looking out. I'm looking out the window saying, what's holding this thing up? Some guy who maybe had no money with him or something. I don't know. So they had a chance to look in back, and some young people were looking out the rear window. So I just assumed they knew it was me, and they thought, let's pay for that poor indigent person.
Well, that they may have thought. Whether they knew who exactly it was the poor indigent person.
But I handed my, 50 cents, and she would not take it.
Wow.
And I thought, she's an attractive-looking young lady. She probably thinks I'm kind of a good-looking guy for an old person.
You're right, Jack. A random act of kindness.
That must have been a gorilla of goodness.
A gorilla of goodness. I like that. Oh, God, I like that. Well, if that doesn't indicate how to retire, liking that. Anyway, Jack, how old is Dwayne Hickman?
Oh, Dwayne Hickman.
Dwayne Hickman, yes.
Let's see. He would be 55.
55. Okay, Dwayne Hickman is 62.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's 62, and I believe...
So even back then, so they had older people playing young people.
So that means when he was supposed to be like a late teen, 20 years old, he was like really like 40?
No, in that old-time radio talk that we do, that Tony does with me,
uh-huh.
We talk about Henry Aldrich, who was supposed to be
yeah.
a typical high school teenager.
But that was radio, though.
That's true, and he was in his early 30s at that time.
He could say, "I've got a head full of pimples," and who would know?
Yeah,
that's true.
But you know, now you have like your Michael J. Foxes and all that stuff, and they're 30, and they still look 17. Like Matthew Broderick could still play like a 20-year-old or something like that.
That's true. Yeah, he is.
But you think of the 60s, that most of those kids were still young getting into it. But he was like what 20.
He must have been like 27 years old as a 16-year-old kid.
What about Richard Jekyll?
What's that?
Richard Jekyll. He played Billy the Kid. He was like in his 50s, he was playing young guys.
Billy the Kid.
Well, look at the show MASH. Corporal Klinger. He must have been 80 playing a corporal. He's the oldest corporal. He had wrinkles, gray hair. He's bent over and spinning.
They got to promote
him as a corporal.
And a dress. now with they don't discriminate like that, but back then no way was he going to get a promotion.
You talk about playing old. Charlton Heston played God.
I guess that's about as old as you can get, isn't it?
He was younger and playing on a much older part.
Sure. Hey, listen, if you guys will hold on just a minute, we'll kind of get caught up in some commercials and be right back to continue.
Talk to you at 5 then.
Okay, back up now and continue this really swell game.
You didn't say who won the last one, Norm.
Oh, I did not. That's right. Dwayne Hickman, we said, was 62. Mike said 61. And Don said 63. So those would be the two winners. And that means that Jack and Tony still have two apiece.
Wow.
And one apiece from all the rest. Mike, Irene, and Don,
everyone's a winner.
Except
Marie.
Marie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Marie, my heart is breaking.
Marie, the dawn is breaking. Marie, you should be baking.
Okay.
Anyway, Brooks Robinson's birthday is today. Also, former Baltimore Orioles third baseman. Played in 4 World Series. Was MVP in 1964. Great, one of the really great ball players. Right next to... probably almost as good as Menashe Skolnick. I made that up. There really was a Menashe Skolnick, but anyway, he was an actor.
Can you spell his name?
No.
M is in Menashe. E is in Menashe. N is in Menashe. That's the way he used to do it when he had the TV show.
did he have a TV show, Menashe? Do you really know who he is?
Yes. He had a TV show back in the... I'd say middle 50s.
He was a Yiddish character.
Yeah, and it was on like 7:30 at night, 7 o'clock at night. It was on very early. And it was, I'd say 7 o'clock, maybe 7 or 7:15 at night. And it was on for a half an hour. It was very, very good.
Was that? I don't remember that. He was also on an old radio show called AB's Irish Rose, which was a radio show adapted from a play that had been on Broadway about a Jewish person married an Irish person. It's kind of funny. Back in those days, that was kind of shocking and produced all kinds of humor. I can't remember whether the bride or groom was which of them.
Well, I think it would still produce humor. It's just not so shocking.
Maybe it's different now. Menashe Skolnick was with his old uncle with his funny voice. On the Jewish side of the family, and then there were Ozos on the Irish side. But anyway, that ran for quite some time.
You can bring them all back, and they can do one of those wacky weddings at some of these restaurants. They do.
And get all the ethnicities in there.
That's right.
A Jewish wedding, an Irish wedding.
That's right. We'll have pasta a la knish or something like that.
George and Gracie and Stoner Nera.
Pardon me?
George and Gracie, Irish and Jewish, and Stoner Nera.
Oh, well, I know that. But, I mean, that happens. It's fairly common now, but...
it's pretty funny, Norm, when Mike mentioned that he was on a TV show, and you said, playing a Yiddish part? I'm like, no, he played the Pope.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's right.
Menashe Skolnick.
He played a little Irish fella.
It was kind of funny, because he never changed his name. He was introduced as by his real name, Menashe Skolnick.
Saints preserve us, who's hacking on my chinik?
Now, would he have gotten his butt kicked in Everett? Along with Lamont and Purnell?
I'm afraid to think of what might have happened to him. I don't know. Now, we had a lot of the foreign names were okay. It wasn't that. I mean, with the sissy names.
Yeah.
You know, the sissy names were the ones that Dwayne Hickman would have been kicked. Not a Menashe Skolnick. Because we had a lot of Italian, Irish, you know, various ethnic groups. No, people accepted that pretty much. But sissy names like Lamont Cranston, they would get kicked.
Yeah.
Brooks Robinson, a guy named Brooks probably would have got kicked too, except he's an athlete. He would have just kicked back, I suppose.
Maybe that's why he became an athlete.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe that was it. Okay, Brooks Robinson, how old is he? The former Baltimore third baseman, excellent defensive
guy. When did he win the MVP?
He won the MVP in 1964. Yeah. Okay, what do you say, Mike? What do you think? How old do you think Brooks Robinson is?
I'd say 64.
And what do you think, Irene?
You know that Menashe Skolnick started on the Jewish Theater on 2nd Avenue in New York City?
I'm not surprised at that. That's where the Yiddish Theater was.
There.
Yeah, the Yiddish Theater began, was there.
Yeah, it was very famous.
As a matter of fact, Paul Muni was there, Edward G. Robinson. There were a lot of actors.
Edward G. Robinson was there.
Yeah?
Many.
Yeah,
many.
How old do you think Irene is? I mean,
how old do you think Irene is?
Brooks Robinson is.
I think 51.
51, is that we say 5'1"?
5'1".
Okay, and Don?
54.
Marie?
I'll say 63.
Jack?
I would say 60.
60. And Tony?
58.
58. Okay. He's 59.
I
think Jack and Tony both win that. Cause they're both,
that for you, Jack.
They're both 1 year off. Jack said 60 and Tony said 58.
And I don't even know sporty people.
You are a sporty person.
Jack may as well pick up their prizes now.
Yeah, they both have three apiece.
Sorry.
How about Reggie Jackson?
How about him?
Do they still have a Reggie Jackson bar, candy bar? Are they
Reggie bar?
Was it a Reggie bar?
A Reggie bar, yeah.
Reggie bar.
I don't think that's...
I haven't heard about that lately. Okay, Reggie Jackson. I don't really have anything. Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, he led the American League in home runs 4 times. Was MVP in 1973, hit 5 World Series home runs in 1977. His greatest moment came in Game 6 of the 1977 World Series when he, known as Mr. October, hit 3 home runs on 3 first pitches from 3 different Dodger pitchers. The last one traveling 450 feet. Isn't that incredible?
Talk about being immortalized.
Oh, gee, that's something. Mm-hmm. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1993. I mean, he was really something. Reggie Jackson, wow. How about you, Don? What do you think?
38.
How much?
38.
38. Okay, Mike, what do you think?
52.
Mike says 52. And Tony, what do you think?
93, he was elected.
He was elected in 1990.
How many years is it?
He's supposed to be out of baseball 10 years.
10 years?
5 years, I think.
Is it 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Mike's might trying to confuse me, maybe. Is Mike playing a trick? Yeah, sure, Tony. It's 3 years. Yeah, that's all.
In fact, it's about 4 months, something like that.
It's an hour and a half.
Okay, so 93, and it was 5 years before that. It was 88, and he was probably, this is in 88, and that would mean 8 years ago, so that would make him 48.
Is that the answer? Is that...
48.
Oh, it sounded like a big trailer truck coming, trying to come to a stop with bad brakes. 48, okay.
Gonna have to use longer paper just to write that up. 48.
Irene, what do you say?
As long as he's using this sharp pencil, I'll go along with 48.
Also 48.
What did she say before she said 48?
I didn't understand a word of that either.
Short pencil or short pants. So, and I don't know if I want to ask anybody that.
I was doing that in Gregorian chant when I did that.
Marie, what do you think? How old is Reggie Jackson?
I'll say 52.
52. Okay, and Jack?
54.
Jack in traffic says 54.
54, okay. Reggie Jackson actually is 50 years old.
How old?
50. So that means that, let's see, I think we have a couple of winners here, too. The closest would be 52 and 48. Mike said 52. Irene said 48. Tony said 48. And Marie said 52. So, actually, we have those four winners.
Wow.
That means that Tony now has four correct answers. Oh, she's practically out of sight. And Jack has three. Marie is in the scoring column now.
Yes.
She, Don, and both have one apiece. Irene and Mike have two apiece.
Oh.
And I think it's about time
Tony
to say goodbye. Yeah, I think not.
Sorry.
Yeah. That has to wind it up because it's about 2 minutes before 4 o'clock. And I want to thank you all for taking part in this. I'm sorry that one of you...
It was a quick game.
Yeah. It was a quick game, mainly because...
It was a very fast hour, yeah.
It was. Yeah, it was. Mainly because about 45 minutes of that we were diddling with the computer.
Are you going to have a tiebreaker?
There's no tie.
No, Tony kind of walked away with it, although Jack did pretty well, too. And
Norman,
you, yes?
I just want to say I was glad to be part of such a distinguished group and that we had such an leader.
You added to the distinguishedness of the group or something. Listen, I'm going to have to thank you all because I got to get going. It's getting kind of late.
One last question. Who's Jack Hart? I know the name.
Jack Hart.
He played the Lone Ranger.
That's right.
He has a Menasha school name.
He was married to Pat Crowley.
No. Is he a news person also?
No. Jack, I didn't mention that. He's our traffic reporter.
Okay,
as a matter of fact, stay tuned. He's going to give a traffic report in a few moments, and we're going to dedicate it to you, Marie.
Thank you.
No, just one thing. Who's Tony Nesbitt?
Tony Nesbitt is a derelict. No, anyway, hey, Mike, thank you for playing with us. And Eileen, I'm clipping them all off quickly. I'm sorry, Irene from Connecticut. And Tony and Jack, thank you very much. Well,
thank you.
You always add a great luster and an excitement to the game.
Good night, Norm.
Good night.
Did you catch that burning question asked by Jack Hart? So insightful and inquisitive. No? Let me repeat it for you. What does Della wear? Idaho, Alaska. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. Though, after that, I'm not so sure. 4. Pat Crowley. Big clergy guys. Computer geniuses. Dobie Gillis. The Exeter Theater. Runco. The dirty version of Betty Coed. Raccoon coats and pork pie hats. 76. That's the Holy Spirit. Pope hats. But Maud. Bonanza. Trapper John M.D. Jack Benny. Mosey at night. Hello Bluebird. Doing the raccoon. The Bee's Knees. Random acts of kindness at the Tobin Bridge Tolls. Old Time Radio Talk. Menasha Skolnick. Pasta a la Knish. AccuWeather's Bernie Reno. Betty White, whom I believe was interviewed earlier that night. Bob Denver, whom we also interviewed in the past. Tom Howie. Tom Cuddy. Jack Hart. And the lustful, sensual, Everett's very own Lamont Purnell. I'm sorry, I mean Norm Nathan. I'm the derelict, Tony Nesbitt.